And since then, only new features have been added. So this is how SGR++ works in the inside. You first have the source, which is your SGR device or a file, or it can really be anything. Then you've got a pre-processing step, which just pre-processes the IQ with various algorithms that can be useful, like decimation to, for example, increase dynamic range, or spectrum inversion if you're receiving from, for example, a down converter, which has a spectrum inversion, so we can correct for it, and IQ correction to correct for IQ imbalance and DC offsets and stuff like that. The next step is channelization, where various signals are down converted and prepared for use by each decoder or even recorder or anything, any module. And then these modules, if they output audio, they output it to a sync system where other modules can actually use the outputs from these modules. An example of that would be the recorder, for example. It can read directly from IQ or from an audio stream. So I'm going to go through each of the steps that you saw in the block diagram of the software. And the first of that is the source, and most importantly, the device handling. Over the years, there has been two common implementations, which are either a full abstraction or a very basic abstraction where all the software knows to do is start, stop, and tune the radio. The full abstraction has mostly been done through a library called SOAP-SDR, which you can see in the list pretty much everything uses, because it just makes SDR development easy. You don't need to have all the hardware and implement everything natively yourself. But the downside of that is that some hardware can be quite challenging to implement in that way. For example, you can have SDRs like the SDR plays, which have different signal paths, which will have different gains. So if you change some setting, it can affect other setting, and that's usually very hard to represent in a full abstraction scheme. Then you have the basic abstraction with GUI, which is one of the earliest ways of doing device abstractions in SDR. And more specifically, it's the XTAO standard, which was introduced by the WinRAT software in 2006, and then continues to be used by HDSDR since 2009. But the issue with the standard is that it's Win32 only, and by Win32, I don't just mean Windows, I actually mean